Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January 23rd, 2026. 14 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, Matt, you wake this hour? Did we wake up?
I went to the bathroom and washed my face and drank the rest of my Monster, so I think I'm doing better this hour than I was last.
And you found out during the break that you have a connection.
Yes.
You found a little small world. That the world is smaller than you think.
Yeah. It's you know, always nice when you find out things like that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because last hour we were talking about bullying and harassment and mental health and all of these things. Now, this week I was trying to explain to people, you know, how people can take something that is somewhat true and make it into a joke when it is not really true at all. I was having a conversation this week with somebody who was wanting to run for office. And a big 350-pound guy who dresses like an ICE officer, if you took a picture of him, was commenting on this and about how Marion's very Republican and so on and so forth. And the paper with Mary Ellen Withrow on it just happened to be laying on the counter. And I picked it up and I just said, well, you know, Marion's most famous, maybe if not most famous, one of the most famous politicians from Marion was a Democrat. And he went on to, she's got nothing nice to say about Trump and blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, she doesn't. And it would tell you that. And it devolved into a conversation. To at one point, he said something very, very negative, actually a threat, more or less, driven in Mary Ellen's way, of what he would do if he ever ran into her. Now, if I took a picture of him, the big 350-pound guy, dressed like an ICE officer...
Do I know this person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If I took that, and I took a picture of Mary Ellen, and I put it on the internet, and I put... this person's name said and quoted exactly what he said about Mary Ellen, it would be true, but it would be completely out of context because I didn't tell you everything that the conversation leading up to it. But he would be killed in the social media world, I'm sure, for saying that in regard to her, threatening her.
Well, I don't think jokingly making threats is all that great either.
I don't think it was a joke, but I think it was off the conversation we were having.
Well, I don't think...
He didn't just come right out and threaten.
Well, I don't think... Well, yeah, I understand that.
So, the point is, that's a true story... But out of context, it's tabloid. It's just trying to... I would be trying to hurt that person.
Yeah.
So that's the line that is bullying. That's the line that you should be ashamed of yourself with.
Sure.
And like your little story there, you got a little quote there about somebody. Now, that's a true quote. Now, if we took a picture of that person and put them up on the social media and said, this is what their, what's the best term? People around them?
Yeah.
Say about them and put that quote up there, how would that go?
Well, you know, probably not great.
But... is it true? Is it done to elicit any kind of positive response? No. You know what you're doing. You know you're taking a shot at somebody. You know you're being negative.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
So, there you are. That's the difference. That's not news.
Yeah, I understand.
Saying that. The auditor has done this and done this and done this and just the facts, that's news. Screaming, memes,
Well, I don't think memes are great. I mean, I don't think any credible news organization is going to be posting memes to their websites.
Of course not. Of course not. But they do it. Well, they're not credible, but they do it. They end up being the tabloids, but what can you do about that?
Well, not much, I guess. I mean, they did it.
No, but my question is, why do it?
Well, I think they think, I mean, they're getting something out of it, I'd assume. Otherwise, I don't think they'd be doing it.
Yeah, no, they may be getting something out of it, but that's not my point. Where's your ethics?
Oh, well.
If you don't want it done to you, why would you do it to somebody else? That's got to. Are you jealous? Are you spiteful? Are you, again, bullied as a child? I don't know. Do you need love?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that it's good form to go bashing people on the social media.
No, it's a little embarrassing, I think, for them.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna say it.
What?
No, I can't.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, it'll be all right.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to take a shot at him, but it would have been an unintentional shot. It was just the first thing that came to my head, and I was like, well, I don't know about that.
It was a shot, but you don't want to take it.
Well, it's because it wasn't meant to be a shot, and then I was like, well, if I said it, then it's gonna sound like one.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I just opted to not.
Okay. Well, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, see, that's being above it.
Look at that.
See, that's the difference.
Isn't that nice? Look at that. I'm great.
Well, you know, there are certain lines for certain people, and I think that's the problem, is that people don't know where the line is.
Well, I mean, I think the moment you're taking personal attacks, I think that's, you know, I think that's a bit, you know, beyond the line.
You know, I wonder if that is a mental illness. I mean, I really do.
Mental illness?
Yeah, I really do.
That's strong terms.
Well, that's what I said.
I understand.
No, but I really wonder, because I there's got to be something in you that is driving that. That's got to be some kind of a character flaw. Because most people don't do that.
Well, I mean, like I said previously, I mean, you don't swing down, you swing up.
Right, so you've got to feel like you're the dirt of the world or something. You must feel that people are above you.
I'd agree.
So, again, that's a character flaw. That's some kind of personality trait that is not very, you know, it's not normal.
I don't think normal exists.
Well, I think most people operate, even though I've criticized the Marianne Star for running as many stories as they have on The Auditor, I mean, I don't think their stories have been untrue. I don't think their stories have been tabloidish. I just think they've run a lot of them.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't read the Marianne Star. I don't see them on the rack.
Well, I don't read it. I just see the front page. So I can see what they're talking about. So that's all. But, you know, whatever. Like I say, we should have a conversation in this country about mental illness. We should have a conversation in this county about mental illness.
I thought there was a whole thing already.
Who?
Mental illness. Isn't that a whole thing that we're like the whole, like, I don't know, for the long, I mean, I don't know if the NFL is still doing it, but for the longest time they had like Kick the Stigma and that kind of stuff. They were running ads on that.
Right, no, but games. I'm talking about here in Marion, Ohio. We should have the conversation. I think we should have the conversation about what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Why are we doing this?
Well, I'm sure they feel they have some reason. No, I don't think it's a grand reason, but apparently they think it works.
Well, again, I'd love to hear the reason. And if it was done for them, against them, would it be okay?
No.
You know, in the end, it just looks like trash.
All right.
You attack the auditor. Okay. La-di-da. Most people don't even know what the auditor does.
Audit.
Now, by the way, I'm always interested on why particular groups don't attack particular people. Now, why nothing against the mayor? Because certainly he has made some faux pas over his time. Why no attacks on any other city council people? Because certainly they have made faux pas. Now, why are they not? If everybody's free game, why are they not there?
Well, I don't know. Take that up with them, I guess. That's a good question.
Well, you know the answer.
Maybe.
Yeah. So again, why are you doing it? Politically motivated? Probably. Personally motivated? Probably.
Yeah.
And what's very interesting is the people who do this, are very hypersensitive to criticism themselves.
They are, yes.
So that's a weird thing to do. If you're hypersensitive to it, why would you want to do it to somebody else?
Maybe their law. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe because they're more sensitive to it than like your average person, they just think that it's like the I don't know, best way to go about, I don't know, bothering that person.
I just don't know. The auditor? That was your target?
Well, I guess. I mean, everybody else was going after the auditor, I think.
Not in that way.
I mean, they might have just felt the need to jump in on it.
I don't know that it was in that way. Again, there are levels.
Yeah.
So again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. What do people feel about this? What do you think? Was this proper behavior that the auditor got? Should she have left? Should she have resigned? Should she have stayed? I don't know. Any more elaboration on Jason running for county commissioner? You certainly didn't have much to say about that the first hour.
Well, I mean, I think it'll make the race a lot more interesting. I mean, I don't know who's all running. I know that, I know of, well, two people, at least, who are running for county commissioner. I think there are four people now with the addition of Jason, and potentially a Democrat as well, so that's always good. I think that anytime there are competitions for a seat, that's always a positive.
Hey, I'll tell you, a lot of Democrats are popping up now running for offices in the state. I think that's very interesting.
Is there a Democrat running for the 86th district yet?
Not that I'm aware of. That's a fun race.
I still don't quite understand that race.
Why is that?
Because they all seem to be roughly the same candidate. I think
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure every one of them we've had on has basically said, you know, they basically say that they all have roughly the same beliefs.
Well, not to get, I don't want to go back to the tabloidization, but we did run a story this week about, I don't think you and I have talked about that, about Weslyn Davis raising $250,000. Or bringing in $250,000, however you in income, for her campaign. Does this shock you that this is what you need to raise?
Is that like a total?
Well, it's not over yet, so I don't know that it's a total of now.
Current total.
So $250,000 is what you need to spend to get a job that's going to pay you $71,000 for 2 years. Now, why would you do that? And apparently, I have not read the statement yet that she gave as to, because she didn't give it to us, the people who actually did the story. But I guess there's some loans involved. She took some loans, I guess, or loaned herself the campaign, you know, from her own money. So is that what you need to win a campaign now? $250,000? $250,000?
Well,
for the 86th district seat in Ohio?
I don't know that's what you need to win a race. I mean, the more money you spend, the better the chances you have. $250,000 is a lot of money.
Well, I guess the question is, from that story to me, is where's your money coming from? Why do you need that much money to win? And why do you want that so bad that you want to spend more than the job actually pays?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could always be, I guess she could always be hedging her bets that, like, if she gets in the first time, she's gonna win in perpetuity from there on because she has a record.
Okay. But again, she'd have to run another campaign
mm-hmm.
every 2 years.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'd be like a free campaign.
Well, no, I didn't say it would be free.
It's not going to stop at $250,000.
For this campaign or future?
I don't know. Either one.
Well, I mean, I'd assume if they're already at $250,000, I assume it's going to go up.
Right.
I mean, the race isn't
okay.
over.
So again, for a local state rep seat, that's the kind of money you have to raise now?
Well, I don't know how much money everybody else has raised, but I mean, $250,000 certainly seems
well,
like
I would
a lot of
you'd
money
have to
for a seat that pays, you know, less than that in the time you're going to be there.
Well, you've met her; she's been on 4 times, I think, at least. What does that strike you as?
What do you mean?
Well, you know the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much money she's raised. How does that story strike you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that she might be... I mean, I know at one point when she ran against Tracy Richardson, that ended up being a pretty rough campaign, so I don't think Tracy Richardson is quite friendly with her, so I think...
Well, she said that.
Yeah. But so I think that Tracy might... I think that she thinks, I guess, that this is good because Tracy... I don't think she thinks she's getting the Tracy Richardson endorsement, which is I think is probably a fair assumption.
But why do you think she is such on the outs, I guess, then with the establishment?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably a similar thing for the last... I mean, you know, I think she... I mean, I don't know for certain, but, I mean, she ran against Tracy Richardson and it ended up being a rough election, and I mean... You know, she was the incumbent.
And Tracy won.
Yeah, Tracy did win, yeah.
By quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, what does that kind of money get you? Because here's the point.
Well,
are you essentially buying the seat? Is that what we're talking about in politics now? The more money you raise, the better chances you have.
Well, unfortunately, that does tend to be the way. I mean, you know, the more money you raise, the more ads you can run, I mean, you know, that kind of thing.
So that's what politics has become.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's why I say we get big money out of politics.
Well,
I say we overturn the Citizens United ruling.
Right, but if you are likable, do you still need that type of money to win the campaign?
I think you need less money, but I mean, I think if you know, I raised, I don't know, like, I could be the most likable candidate in all of, you know, existence, but I think if I was outraised like 100-1, I mean, I probably have zero name recognition as comparison
right.
to
right, so
other.
Essentially you are buying the election.
Yeah.
Okay. And this should be a good thing?
That's why, a statistic I love to look at after elections is you can look at how much they paid per vote. Because, you know, they take, like, how much the campaign spent, divided it by the votes. There's some, you know, big numbers there.
Well, if this just comes down to a primary, primaries do not normally have huge voter turnout.
That's right. That's a lot of money for a primary. I didn't even think about that for some reason. I was just thinking the race. That's a lot of money for a primary. But I guess the primary is kind of the race right now.
Right, so, I mean, if you feel you're going to walk in and easily defeat the person because you're the better candidate, do you need that type of money?
Well, I mean, I think, again, more money is always better than less, but I mean, I think, I'm trying to think. I don't remember, I don't know, but I know that, you know, I mean, there are two other people running in the race. Ben's been in the race for, you know, a long time now, and as of recently, Stephen Wolf got into the race.
Did you find Weslin likable when she was around?
I'm a nice enough person.
Yeah. I thought she was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any, like, in-depth private conversations with her, but, I mean, she was nice enough.
So are you surprised at her change, her spin?
Well, I mean, I think that... yeah. I mean, I think she should have just... She could have just given a statement.
Which you wonder why it didn't happen that way. Or at least, what's the story?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I don't think that's great.
I mean, as I said, I really do believe, and I'm not saying you have to do this, but I really do believe somebody of character would apologize. They would say, you know, I shouldn't have done that. It was an off-the-record conversation. I regret doing that.
Well, yeah, that'd be nice.
But again, you don't have to do that. But, you know, again, I think that says something about the person. And at some point, you have to realize these things aren't personal. It's just her drive to win. She thinks she has to do these things to win.
I mean, she's in a race. I'm sure she feels she's got whatever reason she feels.
All right, let's see here. We get a message this morning. Well, again, this is from a listener. This is not from me. But it is. It's alarming that she is so short-sighted and lacking in critical thinking skills that she really thought that it would look good to share a private conversation with a media outlet in an attempt to look victimized. I would think a good candidate for political office would at least have presence of mind to modify her behavior based on social context like most people can do, but apparently not. It calls into question her ability to make good decisions on our behalf. If she gets elected, when it's obvious she can't even make good decisions for herself. And that's from a listener. That's not from me. Don't put that in my mouth. Agree or disagree?
Well, I mean, I certainly think that it's short-sighted. I think you probably... I mean, I don't know, I guess, that she knew that it was going to be posted. But, I mean, nonetheless, I mean, same outcome. I mean, you...
She didn't know it was going to be posted.
Well, but like, same outcome nonetheless. I mean, she still, you know, sent a private conversation.
Why would you send it if you didn't know it was going to be posted?
Well, I don't know.
Why are you sending it? Just like, hey, look at this in private?
Well, because, I mean, maybe. I doubt it.
Okay. Well, there you've answered your own question.
I mean, it just doesn't make a... It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I figure the easiest thing would have been to just give a comment.
Again, my conversation, and she posted it on her own page, so there you go.
Oh, well,
from a listener out there.
See, that's a little rough. That's a little rough.
She made a whole post about being persecuted.
Persecuted?
Persecuted.
That's nice.
There you go.
I was unaware that she was in on it, I guess. Well, I guess to the extent of republishing it.
So again, make yourself the victim.
Oh, boy. Don't,
yeah, well, there you go. I mean, what can you say?
Oh, I tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. Didn't work out.
So now, how do you feel?
Well, I mean, it's certainly short-sighted. I mean, I don't think, I don't know how you could think that this was gonna be a good look for you. I mean, that's kind of rough.
Interesting, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Like I say, I'll stick by to what I've said. The four times I met her, well, the one time I had dinner with her, the four times I was with her in studio and interviewed her, she was fine. She was pleasant.
Yeah.
She praised the station for being fair with her. And, you know, I guess I don't know what happened to her.
Maybe she's, like, feeling the heat now or something. Thinks she's going to lose the race. Has to, I don't know, Hail Mary shots or something or another.
I don't know. I just think it does say something about somebody's character. Now, again, here's the thing. If I had to win something that way, I would not want to win. I really wouldn't. If you got to do that, I don't know. This doesn't seem to me like good behavior. You know, I wonder if are those the morals that her family instilled her with?
Oh, couldn't tell you. Never met any of them. But, you know.
I never expected her to be that type of person. Because I did find her pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was only here for all, I don't know, I think I was here for all but one of the interviews, but, you know, yeah, no, she'd always been, you know, nice enough.
Right, so I guess you learn as you go along, and I've never had that happen with anybody but her, so I think that says something. In 25 years of interviewing people, you know, Governor Celeste was on yesterday.
Well, I want to know what happened.
What?
Well, because, like, I mean, she was coming on.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was fine. And all of a sudden, she just kind of, like, disappeared.
Well, I think that was it. I would have at least said, what's the story, though? Yeah. I understand that you may not have liked the story, but I would have said, what's the story?
Yep. That's probably the better way to handle it.
So, again, and see, now that goes back to the bullying and the emotional state. See, I would have never done that in public. That's why I did it in private. I would have never said, hey, in public, I got a story on this candidate, and I'm going to drop it on this date, whether they like it or not. See, I wouldn't have done that. That's why I did it in private, to give them the benefit of the doubt, to say, okay, I'm going to run this, but I'm giving you the chance to comment on it before I do that.
Well, I think that's the way it's supposed to work.
Right. Well, that's journalism. And where it went from there, I have no idea.
Well, I know apparently it went up on our Facebook.
Persecuted.
That's right.
What? You know, usually, if I'm going to persecute somebody, I don't invite them on the show four times. I don't know if I've ever persecuted anybody.
Oh.
But like I say again, we had Governor Celeste yesterday. We had Governor Strickland the week before. Bob Taft has been on this show. Vivek Ramaswamy's been on this show. Amy Acton's been on this show. David Pepper's been on this show. These are all political heavyweights at this particular point. Governor DeWine's been on this show in the last year. I don't think any of them would ever say that they were persecuted. I don't think any of them would ever say, and I've asked them tough questions. You can listen to the Governor Celeste interview from yesterday. I don't think they would say that that's how they were treated.
No, I'd say not.
So again,
I mean, at the Little Brown Jug, Mary Ellen asked Mike DeWine for some reason I can't think now. Who's the lieutenant governor?
Trestle.
Yeah, for some reason I was going to say Houston, but I was like, that's not right. Yeah, no, Mary Ellen asked as Mike DeWine if Jim Trestle was going to run for governor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, I don't think he was ready for that.
No. So, I mean, it's what it, I mean, I asked Celeste yesterday if his ties to Lex Wexner.
You know, I did listen to the interview yesterday, but for some reason I remember, like, none of it. I gotta listen to
it again.
That
could be some kind of medical condition you might have.
No, I was busy. I think I was probably just not actually listening. It was probably just background noise.
By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to call in. We always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. Well, I thought we'd do something, try to get away from the political world and just do some fun topics here this morning. You know, people are funny creatures, is what I have noticed, is that people, well, let's see, do we have enough time to do this one in this segment? I don't know. Maybe not. But, well, here's the thing. People are funny creatures in general. You know, have you ever noticed that somebody can be angry with you, but in a moment they flip around, and all of a sudden they're nice to you?
Yeah.
Now, how do you interpret that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. If it happens often enough, I might just like assume that they have like BPD or something.
I don't know. I never know how to take that when somebody is being, you know, a little harsh with you.
I always just kind of like, I try to just keep a distance with those kind of people.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't.
I find it fascinating.
I don't dislike them. I just, it's just not my cup of tea.
What's the most interesting aspect of people's personalities?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I like to. I mean, people's beliefs tend to be pretty interesting a lot of the times.
Like, beliefs as far as what?
Like, I don't know, politics, religion, just their thoughts. People have interesting ticks sometimes.
Well, they certainly, I'm always interested in what makes somebody tick.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, my three favorite subjects are psychology, sociology, philosophy.
Well, I'm just interested, how do we get from point A to point B? How did somebody get to where they get to in their own mind?
Well, they come to some conclusion somehow based on prior experiences.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting to watch people and how they respond in different situations, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the last couple days, I've gotten a lot of nice messages. And some of these people, I really don't have any type of relationship with. Or, at times, they have been a little difficult, I should say.
Well, that's always good.
Well, yeah, I wonder. I say, okay, well, that's interesting.
Well, you're doing stuff that people listen to, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I just always wonder, what is it? What is that thing that flips the switch for people? Where do they decide, okay, I'm not going to be angry anymore, I'm going to try to be a little nicer?
Maybe you just, like, covered a story that they liked or something, and then they just forgot about everything else. People are kind of short-sighted sometimes.
Maybe. I don't know. People are a mystery.
Yeah.
By the way, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Only 13 degrees here in Marion right now. Mostly sunny skies. Love to hear from you if you're out there. I bet a lot of things were canceled today. Bet a lot of schools were canceled. Bet a lot of... Well, they don't want people standing at the bus stop. Plus, it's going to get colder as the day goes along, so they don't want to bring people home or make them walk home when it's going to be, you know, 7, 8 degrees later on.
I used to go to the bus stop and just run around in circles until the bus got there.
Run around in circles?
Yeah, it was cold in the wintertime, so you run around in circles, warm up.
Yeah, but when we get this cold, That bothers people.
Well, I don't like
below 32. I mean, it's cold at 32. It's cold at 25. But you get down to 13, you can get an illness. You can get frostbite.
Put on a coat.
Put on a coat.
Yep.
So do you know anything about what's going on over next to the Goodwill where they're doing all this digging? What's going on at the Chase Bank site out here? A lot of interesting stuff going on in town.
No, I do not know. I didn't know that there was construction happening over there.
There's always something. I'm starting to learn that people are getting their real estate taxes now, but apparently they were late.
Well, that's interesting.
New people in office, I guess. I guess you have to roll with those punches.
Yeah, you'll have that from time to time, I guess. Experience works a lot of the times.
Oh, you know, the other day, we always talk about this word woke. Mm-hmm. I heard, I finally heard a definition of this word the other day.
All right, what is it?
It was not eyes not closed to things going on.
Eyes not closed to things
going
on.
Yeah, like you're not you're paying attention. You're aware of what's going on. Which I mean, so I guess woke is sort of like awake.
I don't know if the definition fits with the context.
Well, I don't know. It depends. I mean, I've heard that word in so many different contexts, I don't understand it.
All the time, people will be talking about the woke agenda.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I never understood
so what
that.
But what is the woke agenda, then? Because now it doesn't make any sense.
Well, but anybody can take a word and try to change it all around. But that was my understanding what the terminology actually means.
Interesting.
So, do you buy that?
I guess it works just as well as, you know.
I guess awake to social issues and things going on around you. I'm trying to remember who said that. But I heard that and I thought, okay, that's what it means. Because every time I ask somebody for a definition, they go, I don't know what it means, but here's what it represents. But they never tell you what it means.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the times when they refer to, like, woke anything, they're just referring to the left.
Right, but that's the politicalization of the word.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't want to know issues. I want to know exactly what that term is supposed to represent. And that's, I actually got a straight out definition the other day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, which apparently I had not. From a listener out there, it typically focuses on social injustices. There you go. So maybe the definition was right.
Well, that's good.
I mean, you can always use it as a buzzword for anything else.
You can use anything as a buzzword. You do it enough. Or I guess give it, you know, enough of a connotation.
So, is it a bad word, then, if that's the meaning?
I guess it makes sense to some extent now, as far as, like, I don't know how, you know, Trump and all of them were saying that they were going to you know, do away with the woke agenda, or however they said it, and then they proceeded to, like, repeal a bunch of, like, I don't know, civil protections. I can't think of the term. And then they also, you know, revoked, like, people who they thought were DEI hires.
Right, but see, now those are issues. I wanted to know what the word meant.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know what the word. See, because they were always just, because they were talking about how doing all this was, like, you know, against the you know, the woke. So, I just never understood it, but I guess it makes sense now.
Yeah. Somewhat. So, there you go.
Okay.
If that's what it means, then I'm not sure what the problem is with the word.
I think it's probably been misconstrued.
What sounds like it?
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure why people are having such an issue with this.
Well, I mean, if you use something in a, like a word in a bad, like bad, I don't know, term, bad phraseology, and people don't know what it means to begin with. I mean,
you know, I saw this weekend they were going to have the Gary Burbank Memorial down in Cincinnati on Saturday night, I think. And they had to postpone it because of the weather.
Oh, what's going to be postponed a minute?
Well, I guess March.
Oh, yeah, they postponed.
Well, I think they wanted to get out of what they thought was the bad weather cycle because they had sold tickets and so on and so forth. So I think, you know, it's tough when you get into that sort of a situation. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I have a question.
Yes.
What did the mayor and the councils, what was their response when she resigned?
You know, it was on, I believe, the Marion, I believe they released a comment to the Marion Star. Let me see if I can find that for you. The only thing I heard was that their response was very, happy.
They were happy?
That she resigned, yes. That it sounded as if they were happy. Somebody did say that.
Isn't that pathetic?
Well,
I'm happy for her. She should have just done it a long time ago before they put her in the frying pan.
Well, you know, it's interesting to hear that letter now because she talks about her mental health in that letter. Do you think she was bullied?
Yeah. My gosh, it bothered my mental health the way they treated her.
And so why have we gotten to this level? That's what I'm not sure about.
I don't listen 24/7, pretty much, but not always. And I thought, well, I wonder what they said. Their response was when she retired or when she resigned.
Were you able to find it, Matt?
No, I didn't go to the Marion Star's website, but they don't have it on the city's Facebook page. And I went to a couple of the council people's Facebook pages, and they don't have anything posted.
Well, apparently they haven't said too much, I guess, if they've said anything at all. But somebody did tell me who did read it, I think, online, and they said they felt that it was a very that they were happy that they could move forward and so on and so forth.
Well, I don't know. I hope they can too, but, you know, bullies don't usually come out ahead.
And it's locked behind the paywall.
Well, and I think that's the Marion Star problem in general, is that it's locked behind the paywall. But, I don't know. I just don't think this is a good look. I really don't think it's a good look.
How did the payroll come out this, do you think it'll be the next payroll?
Well, that'll be interesting. I mean, I don't know.
Everything's going to be fixed, and it's beautiful.
Well, I did hear that I guess they've hired a consultant. I did hear that. I don't know where that came from.
They had to hire one from Ohio State, offered it.
Well, there we go. You know, I don't know. There's just so much going on. I look back at the last 2 years since the new administration came in, and some of the stuff that has happened, you just scratch your head. And go, how in the world, in Marion, Ohio, in city government, did this happen?
Well, apparently all the people that voted to put him in there, but I, like I said, I just come out from under a rock, and I didn't really hear how the council's response was, mainly Twyla.
Well, I'm sure she gave a quote. There's no doubt about that. Found anything, Matt?
No. I mean, I was just...
Sometimes they post those articles on Yahoo as well. Like, go to Google and search Marion Auditor Resigns and see if you get any type of a story. Because I'm sure their quotes would be in there. So that's how you get around the paywall sometimes. But I'm pretty sure that story might have had some carry to it. But how do you think this makes the mayor and the finance chair look?
Well, they already was in blackball before she resigned. But I hope that she can move on, go find her a job that's not so stressful so she can enjoy her life. Because I think she really tried. If the rest of the council would have tried as hard as she did, they probably wouldn't be in this mess.
Well, and I think that's one thing that is being lost in this. Now, again, you can question was she qualified for the job or not, but I don't think that she...
What'd they give it to her for if she didn't qualify?
Well, that's a good question that nobody ever really answers. I don't know how she got appointed to this job. The Republican Party did it, and I'm still not sure why they did, knowing that they were coming off another auditor resigning. I mean, I don't quite understand how that happened.
Well, apparently the council doesn't sit back and think like you and me, Scott.
You know what? We've got to go to break, but we'll look for this during the break, and I'll see if I can. Did you find the quote?
I found a quote from Mayor Collins.
Okay, here's Mayor Collins' quote.
Mayor Collins expressed optimism about the appointment, stating, "I am hopeful that this positions us to be able to move forward and begin fixing those issues that have been neglected."
There you go. That's what he said.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful? He was sad about her leaving, I can just tell.
Yeah. Gave him optimism.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be hot. Everything's going to come out okay from here on.
Yeah, we should have no problems now. It should all be fine.
I hope so.
Treasurer and the auditor. Hey, stay tuned. We'll be back.
That primary election.
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the